Saturday, February the 21st. Had a dead good dream that Sabre was brutally savaging Barry Kent. Mr. Scruton and Miss Elf were watching. Pandora was there. She was wearing her split skirt. She put her arms round me and said, "I am of the second sex." Then I woke up to find I had had my second WD. I have put my pyjamas in the washing machine so my mother doesn't find out. Had a good look at my face in the bathroom mirror today. I have got 5 spots as well as the one on my chin. I have got a few hairs on my lip. It looks as if I shall have to start shaving soon. Went to the garage with my father. He expected to get the car back today, but it still isn't ready. All the bits are on the workbench. My father's eyes filled up with tears. I was ashamed of him. We walked to Sainsbury's. My father bought tins of salmon, crab and shrimps, and a Black Forest cake, and some dead yucky white cheese covered in grape pips. My mother was dead mad at him when we got home because he had forgotten the bread, butter and toilet paper. She says he can't be trusted to go on his own again. My father cheered up a bit. Sunday, February the 22nd. Sexagesima. My father has gone fishing with the dog. Mr. Lucas came for dinner and stayed for tea. He ate 3 slices of the Black Forest cake. We played Monopoly. Mr. Lucas was banker. My mother kept going into jail. I won because I was the only one concentrating properly. My father came in the front door and Mr. Lucas went out of the back door. My father said he had been looking forward to the Black Forest cake all day. There was none left. My father said he had not had a bite to eat or a bite on his fishing line all day. My mother gave him grape pip cheese on Rye King for his supper. He threw it at the wall and said he wasn't a blanking mouse, he was a blanking man, and my mother said it was a long time since he had done any blanking. I was sent out of the room then. It is a terrible thing to hear your own mother swearing. I blame it on all those books she has been reading. She hasn't ironed my school uniform yet. I hope she remembers. I let the dog sleep in my room tonight. It doesn't like quarrelling. Monday, February the 23rd. Got a letter from Mr. Cherry, the newsagent, to say I can start a paper round tomorrow. Worse luck. Bert Baxter is worried about Sabre because he is off his food and not trying to bite anybody. He asked me to take him to the PDSA for a check-up. I said I would take him tomorrow if his condition hadn't improved. I'm fed up with washing up for Bert. He seems to live off fried eggs. It is no joke trying to wash up in cold water without any washing up liquid. Also, there is never a dry tea towel. In fact, there are never any tea towels, and Sabre has ripped up all the bath towels, so I don't know how Bert can even have a wash. I think I'll see if I can get Bert a home help. I have got to concentrate on getting my GCEs if I want to be a vet. Tuesday, February the 24th, St. Matthias. Got up at 6 o'clock for my paper round. I have got Elm Tree Avenue. It is dead posh. All the papers they read are very heavy. The Times, the Daily Telegraph and the Guardian. Just my luck. Bert said Sabre is better. He tried to bite the milkman. Wednesday, February the 25th. Bed early tonight because of my paper round. Delivered 25 punches as well as the papers. Thursday, February the 26th. The papers got mixed up today. Elm Tree Avenue got the Sun and the Mirror, and Corporation Row got the heavy papers. I don't know why everybody went so mad. You'd think they would enjoy reading a different paper for a change. Friday, February the 27th. Last quarter. Early this morning, I saw Pandora walking down the drive of 69 Elm Tree Avenue. She had a riding hat and jobpers on, so she couldn't have been on her way to school. I didn't let her see me. I don't want her to know that I'm doing a menial job. So now I know where Pandora lives. I had a good look at the house. It is much bigger than ours. It has got rolled-up wooden blinds at all the windows, and the rooms look like jungles because of all the green plants. I looked through the letterbox and saw the big ginger cat eating something on the kitchen table. They have The Guardian, Punch, Private Eye and New Society. Pandora reads Jackie, the comic for girls. She's not an intellectual like me. But I don't suppose Malcolm Muggeridge's wife is either.